I wanted to talk this morning about faith. And I have an unusual title for my message this morning. It's entitled, Where's the Magic? And sometimes in faith, especially, sometimes we think that faith is like magic, and we do this and do that, and boom, there it comes. But in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, we commonly call this the faith chapter. Because just like Joseph did and Abraham did, they simply believed God. And that's why we call it the faith chapter, and Abraham the father of our faith, because he simply believed God. And this is a summary of the book of Hebrews. It shows how Christ fulfills the promises and the prophecies of the Old Testament. But also, we don't know exactly who wrote the book of Hebrews. We give Paul, the Apostle Paul, credit mostly because it kind of follows along with some of his writings that he was doing. But it could have been Dr. Luke, it could have been Barnabas, could have been Apollos, could have been Silas, could have been Philip, even Priscilla, because they're all suggested in the book of Hebrews. And the writer often refers to the Old Testament. That's one of the things about Scripture. Scripture always interprets Scripture. So in Hebrews chapter 11, from the New Living Translation, verses 1 through 12. And he asks this question. What is faith? It is confidence, assurance, that what we hope for is going to happen. It is the evidence of things yet we cannot see. God gave his approval to the people in the days of old because of their faith. By faith, we understand that the entire universe was formed at God's command, that what we now see did not come from anything that can be seen. Every time I think about the scripture and I look at it and I'm sitting and meditating and I'll see the leaves on the trees blow and you know the wind is there causing those leaves to blow, but you can't see it. You don't know where it comes from. It was by faith that Abel brought a more acceptable offering to God than Cain did. God accepted Abel's offering to show that he was a righteous man. And although Abel is long dead, he still speaks to us because of his faith. You think about that, the story of Cain and Abel back in Genesis, the beginning. And it was by faith that Enoch was taken up to heaven without dying. And a lot of people say, oh, you're crazy, preacher, about that rapture stuff. Well, there's evidence in the Bible that some people went to heaven without dying. Enoch was one of them. But before he was taken up, he was approved as pleasing to God. So you see, it is impossible to please God without faith. And anyone who wants to come to him must believe then that he is God and that he rewards those who sincerely seek him. It was by faith that Noah built an ark to save his family from the flood. He obeyed God. When he wanted him to do something that had never happened before, by his faith, he commended that the rest of the world and what was made right in God's sight. It was by faith that Abraham obeyed God when called him to leave home and to go to another land that what God would give him as an inheritance. He went without knowing where he was going. And even when he reached the land God promised him, he lived there by faith. For it was like a foreigner living in a tent. And so did Isaac and Jacob, to whom God gave the same promise. Abraham did this because he was confidently looking forward to a city with eternal foundations, a city designed and built by God. And then over in verse 32, a little brief thing about the Hebrews' promise of faith. It says, well, how much more do I need to say? It would take too long to recount the stories of faith of Gideon and Barak and Samson and Jephthah and David and Samuel and all the other prophets. But by faith, those people overthrew kingdoms and ruled with justice and received what God had promised them. They shut up the mouth of lions. They quenched the flames of the fire and escaped death by the edge of the sword. Their weakness was turned to strength, and they became strong in battle and put the whole armies to flight. Women received their loved ones back again from death. God add his blessings to reading and hearing and the understanding of his holy and precious word.